And now, Veep Thoughts by Kamala Harris.
One of my favorite dishes probably is gumbo.
Okay.
I love gumbo.
Yeah.
So I was raised by my mother, and then we had a second mother, Miss Shelton, who's from Louisiana, and she made the best gumbo. And I have been a lifelong gumbo apprentice, learning how to make gumbo my whole life.
Okay.
I never mastered it like she did. But that's one of my favorite foods, probably.
This has been Veep Thoughts by Kamala Harris.
Stu Does America.
You can get all the great moments from Gumbola Harris at veepthoughts.com, because that's where they are. By the way, if you're on YouTube, you can see them there as well. Make sure to click the like on this particular video and subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell for notifications. Do all the things. We appreciate it. I'm going to have Lisa Page on the show, not the one from the Durham Report. Not that one. She would not come on. Instead, I got the one from my home address. My wife, she's going to be here to scream about swimsuits and bulges. It's going to be entertaining. If you can believe it, Dianne Feinstein's health is actually worse than what has been reported. Holy crap. A little follow-up from a segment we did earlier this week. We'll look at the latest. But we start by doing His Royal Highness Peter Paul Montgomery Buttigieg. Yes, it's time to talk Mayor Pete. And it's a lot of fun. But I want to let's start here instead. Let me start here. Let me show you a cool car. This is the Rimac Nevera. And it is a rival upstages Tesla and Elon Musk. The Rimac Nevera has just set the world acceleration speed record. And it's a freaking cool car. Let me show it to you in action. Look at this thing. It's a cool looking car. And it's freaking really, really fast. It's insanely fast. 0 to 60 in 1.7 seconds. It's 0 to 200. In like 10 seconds. It's incredible. And the reason I bring up a cool car to start the show is because I want you to know I'm not anti-electric cars. Like, some of them are really, really cool. The Rimac Nevera is incredible. And if I could just get, one of you people out there, I know we have a very wealthy audience, if you just don't mind sending me like $2.3 million, I will get one. And I will drive it around on the air just to impress you. But until that moment happens, I want you to know that I like electric cars in certain contexts. What I don't like is what's happening to our society. And let me give you maybe example number one of the downfall of human society. Pete Buttigieg loves his God, beer, and his electric Mustang. The electric Mustang is a travesty. It's a sham. It's a mockery. It's a travesham mockery. It is the downfall of all human civilization. There should not be an electric Mustang. Now, you might say, what about the electric Corvette? Is that the downfall? Yeah, that one is too, but the electric Mustang makes no sense, okay? Can we stop with this, please? An electric Mustang? This is the downfall of all humanity. And to illustrate that point, let me show you a picture of Joe Biden with one, because that's the best way. Look at that. Now, is it a bad looking car? No, it's a Mustang. Although it's almost like an SUV Mustang. I don't even know what it is. But look, a Mustang is supposed to have the growl of that engine. It's supposed to be a machine, not a little supercomputer on wheels. That's not what it's supposed to be. It's revolting. I would rather drink 100 times from a Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light can than drive an electric Mustang. No, I think every electric Mustang should come fully wrapped with Dylan Mulvaney's face. That's how that should start. I think when you honk the horn in an electric Mustang, Dylan Mulvaney's voice should go honk, honk. It's wrong. It's a travesham mockery. And I won't stand for it. Of course, I will say the only thing worse than the electric Mustang is this profile of Pete Buttigieg in Wired magazine. Why on earth? Why is what I would ask. Why is Wired magazine doing a ridiculous profile of Pete Buttigieg, our transportation secretary? What is he? Wired is supposed to be like a high technology magazine. I guess maybe they've expanded their scope a little bit, but to the transportation secretary, really? Does that make any sense whatsoever? We've got a failed transportation secretary being profiled in a way that we're going to go into in a moment. It is one of the most embarrassing pieces of journalism in the history of the written word. I am not exaggerating this. It is the most fawning, absurd thing you will ever read in your entire life. And I will say it's a weird story for this. I don't understand exactly why they're doing this. And of course, it's only happening. I mean, there's no way some random other white guy in the administration is getting this. You got to be part of the LGBTQIA2+ community to get this kind of treatment, especially as we get closer to Pride Month. Get ready for all, maybe your electric Mustang can have a rainbow flag as its logo for a little while. That should cure every ill in our society. Let me give you a little bit of this. It's almost too embarrassing to read. I am going to cringe my way through this like I'm going to cringe when I show you the picture of the Adidas model in a women's swimsuit with a bulge later on in the program. That one's going to be really uncomfortable. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to do it to you, but I'm going to because you need to experience just for the shortest period of time possible. But I will say this is almost worse. Here it is from Wired magazine. It's, by the way, from a liberal female journalist who it's not even a crush on Pete Buttigieg. It's like a worship thing. This is the type of thing that ends in Jonestown with people drinking Kool-Aid. That's how this ends. It's unbelievable. The curious mind of Pete Buttigieg holds much of his functionality in reserve, even as he discusses railroads and airlines down to the pointillest data. In his current stock and trade, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation comes off like a Mensa black card holder who might have a secret go habit or a 3-second Rubik's Cube solution or a knack for supplying off the top of his head the day of the week for a random date in 1404, along with a non-condescending history of the Julian and Gregorian calendars. If this was a person we were unfamiliar with, this would be exhausting. It would be disgusting. The fawning of how smart this guy is would be awful to you. If this guy was some nuclear scientist who just cured cancer while he was providing power to the masses. But we know Pete Buttigieg. We saw him on stage like 1,000 times. No one thinks he's that smart. Is he the dumbest guy in the world? No, that's the vice president of the United States. He's just the transportation secretary. But the look, if he was this smart, surely the brilliant Democrats out there would have put him in office, right? They all said no. That's what they said from this former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. But let's go on. As Secretary Buttigieg and I talked in his underfurnished corner office one afternoon in early spring, I slowly became aware that his cabinet job requires only a modest portion of his cognitive powers. Other mental facilities, no kidding, are apportioned to the Iliad, Puritan historiography, and Nausgaard Spring, though not the original Norwegian slacker. Fortunately, he was willing to devote yet another apse in his cathedral mind to making his ideas about three mighty themes: neoliberalism, masculinity, and Christianity intelligible to me. Now, you've heard Pete Buttigieg talk about all sorts of crap. Has he ever been too confusing for you? Too boring, sure, but too confusing? Does this guy run mental circles around you when he's talking? I've never heard him do that. Apse of the cathedral mind. Are you kidding me with this stuff? I mean, this is like the NVIDIA cult. These are people that wind up in a cult in a hut doing sexual deviancy and boiling themselves in sweat lodges. That's how this ends. Why are people this dedicated to the transportation secretary? What kind of weird country is this? One with male models in women's swimsuits, I guess. Here we go. Because Buttigieg at 41 is an old millennial, because As a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford, he got a first in PPE, philosophy, politics, and economics, the trademark degree for Labour Party elites of the Tony Blair era, because he worked optimizing grocery store pricing at McKinsey. Oh, and by the way, every other time the liberal media mentions McKinsey, it's to bash them. It's to bash them of evil capitalists and evil consultant class and how terrible these people are. But now in this context, because they want to make Pete Buttigieg good, it's like when Mitt Romney was running a hedge fund, he was the worst guy in the world until they got all their donations from liberals running hedge funds. Then hedge funds were fine for a while. Now it's the same thing happening to McKinsey, apparently. Because he joined the Navy in hopes of promoting democracy in Afghanistan, because he got gay married to, is that the right term? Gay married? He got gay married to his partner, Chasen, in 2018. And because as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, he agitated to bring hipster entrepreneurism and high-tech investment to his Rust Belt hometown. I don't live in South Bend. I'm sure it's a wonderful place. Would you really say it's a high-tech hub? Would you? I know what the Biden administration would say about it. They would say that they would joke about his tenure as mayor because all he was doing was putting up decorative lighting and fixing potholes. So that's what the Biden administration thought about him before they decided to bury him in the transportation department so they'd never have to think about him as a threat ever again. He'd go in there in a job where the only way you're ever known is if you suck. And guess what? He sucks. Buttigieg, whose father was a renowned Marxist scholar. I'm sorry. Did I miss that from the Beat Buttigieg run? Now, he was never a factor, really, in the campaign all that much. I mean, he was probably in third place for a while. Made some noise. I will say, as a mayor of South Bend, Indiana, made a lot of noise. Relatively well-known compared to his accomplishments. But somehow, it missed me that his dad was a renowned Marxist scholar. Well, now he will be, of course, the Democratic nominee at some point soon. He was himself a devotee of Bernie Sanders as a young man. He now recognizes that the persistence of a far-right ideology with his masculinist and anti-democratic preoccupations is part of the reason that neoliberalism has come undone. So you're telling me, I guess, when his dad was a Marxist professor and he was a Bernie Sanders supporter, then he didn't think the far right was a problem, but now he's come to realize that it is. What a in-depth profile. Good job here, Wired magazine. Not everyone, it seems, even wants a rising standard of living if it means they have to accept the greater enfranchisement of undesirables. What the F freaking fairy tale is this? What is this world? Where do these people come up with this crap? First of all, they come out from, I don't know, renowned Marxist professors and scholars. They get it from there quite a bit. But this is a bonkers fever dream. There is nobody out there, not nobody. Yes, there's four people in Charlottesville with torches who don't think so, but there's nobody on the normal conservative right that doesn't want black people, minorities, LGBTQIA2+ community members to not be enfranchised and succeed in life because we don't like our differences with them. That is a bonkers conspiracy theory, and we need to start calling it that. It's not real. It's not realistic. It's bonkers, and it's blatantly a conspiracy theory. It is not true in any way. But they say we don't want enfranchisement of undesirables, including, of course, women, poor people, black people, and the usual demons in the sights of the world of the Ted Cruz's and Tucker Carlson's. So we want the economy to fail rather than black people to succeed. And women. And what were the other ones? Poor people. So, whoa. What percentage of the population are we talking about? We've definitely cut way into Republican voters at this point. Poor people, probably about half of them are Republican. Women, probably about half of them are Republican. Black people, about 10, 15% of them are Republican. We are really cutting into Republican voters. I'm surprised Republicans are voting for their demise. It's a weird way to vote, but apparently that's what they're doing. Because, you know, this woman is telling you this. Lefties these days are said to be less religious than right-wing evangelicals, but between Buttigieg and his Episcopalianism grounds his decision-making, and his boss, President Joe Biden, whose robust Catholicism, This is unbelievable. Drives his sincere effort to revive America's soul. Perhaps a religious left is rising again. Could there be a crazier paragraph than that? Now, I don't know, nor do I care how religious Pete Buttigieg is. I really don't. I don't care about it at all. I haven't focused on it that much. I will say a central teaching of the Pope is don't kill babies in the womb. Kind of a big one to Catholics. So the robust Catholicism of Joe Biden seems to be falling a little short. Maybe it should become a little more robust. Insane. I mean, is the media just trolling us at this point? I could go on and on and on. This thing's got to be, seriously, look at this. It's got to be 20,000 words of blabbering on about a transportation secretary. We're talking about a transportation secretary who's most famous for crashing a train and poisoning Ohio. Are they just freaking lunatics? Or are they just gaslighting us and trolling us at this point? I don't know. The media is in full-out collapse. This is the most bonkers, crazy thing I've ever read in my entire life. And Pete Buttigieg, let's be honest about it. No matter how many words you write about him, he will not stop sucking. He sucks. He's not as smart as you think he is, and he will never, hopefully, God bless us. Please, Lord God, make it so. We'll never, ever be president of the United States. You know, after seeing where our country is, I'm not sure we necessarily want to stay alive for a super long time. Death might be something we beg for eventually. But if you're thinking you'd like to stay alive for a long time, maybe take care of your liver. Think about it. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes, all the things that we kind of throw at our liver can make your liver have a sluggish, fatty sense that is, you know, really making us gain weight, maybe lose energy as well. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time you help your liver with Liver Health Formula. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. So if you're looking to ignite your fat burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive 5 free gifts when you order today. You get the bottle of blood sugar formula, plus you get a bunch of really cool ebooks that kind of help you understand every aspect of your health. Try Liver Health Formula today by going to getliverhelp.com/stew. Claim your 5 free bonus gifts today and get your liver feeling a little bit better. Getliverhelp.com/stew, getliverhelp.com/stew to try Liver Health Formula.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit fearlessarmyrollcall.com to secure your spot.
So are you pumped up for Pride Month? Yeah, we're almost there. It's going to be tons and tons of fun. Definitely nothing to talk about, I'm sure, over the next month or so. There's a story out about Adidas and their efforts on Pride Month. Riley Gaines, the swimmer we've talked about before, she is upset. She says the campaign is disgusting. And why did she say it's disgusting? Well, because there's a women's swimsuit ad here it is, unfortunately, from Adidas that accentuates the model's bulge. Now, you might say, how does a female swimsuit picture, accentuate a bulge. Well, that's because you could take it off the screen. For good God, please don't torture these people with this picture anymore. It's obviously a dude. It's a dude in a swimsuit. That's the entire thing. And my wife, who was out shopping the other day, she was out and saw this in the store and had a little bit of a reaction.
There's literally no good brands to support anymore. They've all gone woke. What the kind of world are we living in when we think it's acceptable and it's cool and it's fucking funny to put grown-ass men in women's dresses and shirts and tops and pretend that they're women and these guys are all pretending that they're getting periods? What the f***? This is a good smoothie, by the way.
Here, without a smoothie, but in person, my wife, Lisa Page, host of the Lisa Page Made Me Do It podcast, which you can absolutely subscribe to now. Of course, subscribe to her Instagram as well, because Lisa, after this rant, you were worried you're going to lose some followers.
Yeah, but now I am high on life.
You were pumped up about this. You saw this in a normal store. And I mean, walk me through it. Do you feel like there's anything that you can even purchase anymore with but being safe?
No. There is literally nothing. You can't go anywhere now without this getting shoved down your throats. And like I was saying in yesterday's rant, which, by the way, I did save, and it is on my Reel page because it's such a gem. But you can't do anything now that you look one way and it's a guy in a bathing suit. You look the other way and it's a guy trying to be a girl and saying he wants to be identified as a girl. And it's just too much. Like, this is another level. This is just another level of madness and lunacy and evil and all of it. It's just all of it. It's a perfect storm. And I'm sick of sitting back and just like watching this all happen. I walk by Pottery Barn. They already have their rainbow flag up.
Yeah.
Gotta have a rainbow sticker in the Pottery Barn window.
Target, you had a Target.
Target's the worst of all of them.
Really?
Target is the worst of all of them. I mean, you're not even 10 feet into the store and you have an entire section of all these shirts that are ridiculous. And it's like
all pride based.
All pride stuff. And, you know, and it's okay. Be who you want to be. If you feel like you want to be this gender, you be this. It's all this stuff, just normalizing it. And I have talked to so many moms who are in the same position as me, where like our kids don't fully like, I like that our kids are in a bubble right now. I don't want them to ever go out into the real world. Like at our school, we're talking about God and there are two sexes, men and women. That's it. There's man and woman. That's it. There's nothing in between. There's no gray area. And like you go into Target and it's so people don't expect to see this. Well, I guess at this point you should, but for the most part, if you're just walking in, it's not like it's hidden in a couple of aisles. It's right there as you walk in, right past a Starbucks. And now you're having these weird, awkward conversations and you're put on the spot because you have to answer these questions because your kids are like, Mommy, why is there a boy on that shirt, but he's wearing a skirt?
Right. By the way, I should point out, this has been my life for the last 24 hours at home. This rant, basically in full form,
I'm
just going up.
I'm so over it. I went to the doctor this morning, and my doctor was like, "Your blood pressure's high," and I'm like, "And you know me, I'm the picture of perfect health."
Uh-huh. Yes, you are.
But I just can't do it. And you know what else is pretty ironic? Where are all the feminists? Where are all the women that scream for it's my choice, my body, my choice, this, that? They've been pretty silent. I haven't heard one of them.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, I think what's interesting about this and why I wanted to talk to you about this is that you're not like someone who wants to come out and rant about all this stuff every day. But it's crossing a line for a lot of people. I think moms are home, people in the workforce, people who are doing all, you know, just living life. These things are smashing them in the face. And of course, this month is going to make it much, much worse.
Oh,
the Pride
God.
Month coming. It's making people say, you know what? Screw it. This time I'm going to speak out.
Honest to God, enough is enough. And last night I was saying, you know what? I know, just like Megyn Kelly says on her show all the time, most Americans agree they are on our side. They are on the right side. Mm-hmm. They know this is not normal. It does not even matter what side you're on. When you look at a picture of a grown-ass man with his dong hanging out in a bathing suit, I think we can all agree, and it's in a woman's one-piece bathing suit, we can all agree that is not right. That is unacceptable. That is messed up. It's disgusting. It's evil. And it doesn't even matter who you voted for. It's right. That is just wrong. It's wrong. And it should not be in every single store, in every single ad. We should not be putting these men that are out promoting women's, you know, toiletry products and clothes and all this stuff. Why? For what?
Tell me about your friend circle for a minute here. You have your friends with obviously a lot of moms of you know, our kids' baseball parents and their school parents and everything else. Is this something that you're seeing from just like widespread? Or is this just something that is just some right-wing issue?
No, this is beyond political at this point. Mm. This is messing with, now, like I said, it's mainstream. This is like, they're trying to normalize this. They're trying to make us be, they're making us out to be like the transphobes. And we're right. This, we're that. I have talked to so many of our gay friends. They're sick of it. They don't even, my good friend Ricky Rebel, he was on the Chad Prather show with us last year. He's the gayest of them all.
That's how he would describe himself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like yes, but yeah. He is sick over it. He doesn't even want, why are we having a Pride Month? Where's our, like, happy to be homosexual month? Why can't we have a straight month? Why can't we have a, like, nuclear family is the best month?
Right. And of course,
why?
They would never do
that. Never.
Of course. Nor would I want it.
I don't want it.
I mean, like, I don't want a month. I don't want a straight month. What's interesting, though, is that would never even be considered. Like, it would never even be a thought from one of these companies to put on a show, hey, I like women, like, you know, as a guy, or, you know, the other way around. There would never be a consideration of that, not because they don't want to serve straight people. They want to sell lots of crap to straight people, but because they don't focus on their sexuality as their only identifying characteristic.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem here. It's not like, no, we would be 100% in opposition if a store came out and said, we're not going to, sell this, you know, regular t-shirts to gay people. That would be terrible. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about making sexuality or skin color the only thing that you see in a person. And that, I think that's a terrible direction for our country to go in.
Our country, our world is a trash fire. And I hate to say it. And this is another thing. This is another thing that I got a lot of last night. Yeah. And thank you to all the new followers. I love you guys. I think you're really going to like my content. But I will say that I did get a lot of questions like, well, then stop shopping at Target. Stop shopping at Adidas. And it's like, you know what, though? Until we're all on the same page with this and the entire world, just like COVID, shut down, yeah. We saw the COVID cases drop off. Unless all of us are on the same page, and I'll be on that page with you. Let's stop shopping at Target. Let's boycott all these companies. But it's not like that. And honestly, yeah. Like Amazon is a very convenient service for us. I'm not canceling Amazon. I'm not. But if the whole world did it, then yeah, that would make a difference. But by you not shopping at Adidas, that does not make a difference. It doesn't. And then someone did point out to me this morning, which is a very great point. Like, well, we're unwilling to give up our luxuries and our conveniences. And it's like, I certainly am not going to give them up. No.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's tough because and we've had this conversation off the air a little bit, and that, like, I'm not a boycotter. I don't think that's, you know, we've even seen with, like, for example,
I'm surprised the word boycott hasn't been boycotted because it says boy, right. Or maybe actually glorified. Like, we should make that, put it in the Webster dictionary.
All right, if you want to get fired up like this, Lisa Page,
I'm so annoyed.
On Instagram.
I hate this world.
But, like, I think boycotts, you know, you see with the Bud Light thing, right, where that was probably, arguably, the most successful quote-unquote boycott. And I don't think that was necessarily a boycott per se. That was just people making a decision, right?
Like, well, yeah, because a bunch of straight men just partying and, you know, doing a little halftime action or pre-partying at a college football game. They're like, I don't want to be associated with Dylan Mulvaney.
Well, yeah, right. Mulvaney, yeah.
Mulvaney.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because I mentioned this to you. We went to a wedding a couple weeks ago and they had the typical selection of, like, light beers. And I was like, I'm going to get a quick beer. And I looked at the Bud Light, which would probably normally have been my choice, honestly. Like,
we should change the word light to white and see what the media does. White beer. How about that?
Bud White.
Bud White.
There you go. There's one they will definitely not do. But, like, I was looking at the Bud Light. I was like, you know, it's not even like, honestly, I'm not a boycotter. I'm not even making the decision based on that. I just don't want to have to get the conversation about Bud Light just because I have a drink. Like, I don't want to get into that world. And they change the experience of a Bud Light drinker from, hey, I just want a crappy beer, to, hey, I want a crappy beer and let's have a debate about transgenderism.
Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
And so these companies jump into this constantly and they wind up screwing this up for you. If you were to wear an Adidas shirt around today, someone would probably stop you and say, hey, what about that?
You will not see me in Adidas shirts, I'll tell you that. I will say their Ultra Boost sneakers are pretty freaking good and I'm not going to throw them out. But, like, again, but now I'm like, well, what's the next company going to be? Because now I feel like now it's just, we're so We're so immune to this. Like, it's so normal now. And that's the problem. And if we don't continue to speak up and get loud about it, it's only going to get worse. And another thing, this, all of this crap is not even going to go away until we get donkey Joe Robinette Biden and his idiotic administration out. Until that administration is out and we get a Ronnie D or maybe Trump, somebody that shares our the most of Americans' values, their worldviews. Like, I don't think any of this is going away anytime soon, and I'm not going to shut up about it.
No.
So if you don't like what I have to say, you might as well unfollow, but you could also follow.
Yeah, Lisa Page made me do it on Instagram if you'd like to follow. But wait, so what is the thing that drives you over the line here? Is it just, like, because it's so pandering, it's so in your face?
I'm like, you know what?
What is, like, is it that the kids might see it?
Our kids have no idea what this stuff. I don't even, we're going to have this conversation because.
Oh, our kids have been basically locked in a safe since.
Praise the Lord for Christian conservative schools that practice what what we teach. But we are sick of it. Like, moms are sick of it. We're so sick of having to, like, have it just always thrown our face. Look, if you want to be identify as a desk chair, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to sit here and call you a desk chair. You get pronouns, joke. That you, right. You all sound like idiots addressing yourselves as they, them. Dumb.
Yeah.
You're making all of us dumb it down for you. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, cool. I'm not going to participate in something that's not true, right?
People Magazine did an article on Halsey. She's the wokest of them all.
Okay. Well, Halsey.
Halsey. Singer, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know her. I mean, there's some songs that are, thank God I'm not in radio anymore because I probably would never play her song. But she uses pronouns. So one day I'm reading People Magazine, which I get until the other day was, I thought, a credible magazine. Anyway, who's even reading magazine?
Not credible, but credible in the way
better than an Us
not
Weekly.
Not super woke.
Yeah, this was a magazine that this is one of the magazines that I never subscribed to and just comes in the mail.
Right.
So she
they're
was on
so
the cover.
Desperate
right.
for distribution. They're
so
just
I'm reading
it, to people.
It and it's like, they love to wake up and have a smoothie. They love reading books
right.
to their,
what?
And I'm like, what am I get? Am I this dumb? What am I? And then I realize, oh my gosh, these idiotic writers are pandering. They are literally addressing her with her pronouns.
Right. It's amazing. It's hard to read the news.
I know somebody. I'm sorry to cut you off. I know somebody who works at Sephora. She's a manager.
Uh-huh.
She's married. She has kids. She has grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Pronouns. Pronouns on her name. Why?
We know.
What are you talking about? This is ridiculous. It's so stupid. Our country, you're idiotic if you think that if you're going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm over it. I think that people are so dumb. People are so dumb. And then everyone just goes along with it, likes all these videos, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I hate it. I hate it. And you know what? Like I said, gay people, they hate this. They don't want to do this Pride Month. They don't want all this attention. They don't want it shoved down our throats. Like, look it. You like women? You like men? Great. Live your life. That's awesome. Some of our good friends are gay.
Sure.
Love them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think I'm going to walk into a store and you're going to tell me that you identify as a furry, there's no chance in hell okay. I'm taking my business elsewhere.
Okay, look. This show,
I need a drink. I am dehydrated.
The show is not big enough for the Lisa Page rants. You have to get them on Instagram at Lisa Page Made Me Do It. Also, the Lisa Page Made Me Do It podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Lisa, I feel like I could just go home and you could host the rest of the show, but unfortunately I have to go to break.
I'm sure the viewers will love that.
They would. I 100%
I'm serious. A note to all my moms out there, like, start speaking up. And listen, I know somebody, they wrote me this morning. They said that their kid goes to this private school, mm-hmm. private Christian school in New York, but it's New York. So of course anything, it doesn't matter.
World, yep.
Yeah. And this little girl goes to school, wants to be a boy. And everyone's calling him a boy. Parents, teachers, I would raise hell. I will go nose to nose with another parent that thinks I'm going to identify their child as the opposite sex.
Yeah, no.
That's not happening.
Okay, all right.
Just so we're clear, it's not happening.
I think we're clear that it's not happening. Lisa Page made me do it on Instagram. Go follow her so that she can rant to you instead of me, because at this point I've heard this rant. And
my rants will be more explicit on Instagram before they kick me out. They might kick me off again.
They might. Lisa, thanks for coming on. I mean, if I was going to have another topic in which I think Lisa would rant on, it might be Moink Box, because we get Moink Box to the house, and it's got, you know, all the grass-finished beef and lamb and pasture pork and chicken. sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon. Now, I'll cook this stuff on the grill, but it's not my thing. You're the one that eats it.
I made it.
Is
the
it
other
good?
Night. I made it for the other night. And remember, I was very excited because for once our house did smell like a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
It wasn't Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, but what was so good about this meat was I'm so happy they sent us a ton, all of which you obviously cannot eat, which is great for
it's
us.
Good for you,
because
yes.
Me and the kids. But they sent us fillets, and so I, you know, defrosted the fillets, got out the, I don't have, you know, I'm not a cook, so I have four seasonings in our little, right. Like, I got the everything but the bagel.
And two of them are salt and pepper.
Exactly, yeah. They're like Paula Deen, silly right. Salt.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just tried to keep it simple and basic, and I did not need you that night, babe.
So yeah,
I put nice it, I just made it up on the stove, kind of skilleted the fillets up, cut them up. Kids loved them. I loved them. I love that it was lean meat. So
yeah. And when we don't have our Moink box, maybe we're in between, you'll go to the grocery store. Is this stuff better than the grocery store? Would you say by a lot?
Oh my, I mean, yeah. And also, like, the stuff that you're paying for at the grocery store, of course, it's astronomical, the price that you're paying.
Right.
So it's like, if you're going to pay that much, you might as well pay the same amount or maybe even
quality,
less
right.
To get, like, legit quality, really good cuts of beef that you know have been what's it called? Not preserved. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, like, ice in the ice box, you know, like, it's all comes fresh, what I'm saying. You don't know that it's fresh, or you don't know right. If the meat's just sitting.
Oh, there. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because this is always the best stuff that comes direct from the farms. This is fantastic. It's moinkbox.com/stew. Go there right now. Listeners of this show get free bacon in your first box. It's the best bacon you'll ever taste. Is that correct?
It's so good.
It is good. moinkbox.com/stew. Moinkbox.com/stew. It's moinkbox.com/stew. We talked about the very strange situation revolving around Dianne Feinstein earlier this week. There's an update now from the New York Times, and there's a lot of people on the left now sort of taking pot shots at Dianne Feinstein. Many of them want her to step down so that Gavin Newsom can name somebody new. Both sides are sort of, you know, going back and forth over this. So we'll see what happens here. Feinstein, though, however, according to the New York Times, suffered more complications from illness than were publicly disclosed. No way. When she arrived at the Capitol last week for a more than 2-month absence, recovering from shingles, she seemed appeared shockingly diminished, using a wheelchair with the left side of her face frozen, one eye nearly shut. She seemed disoriented as an aide steered her through the marble corridors of the Senate, complaining audibly that something was stuck in her eye, which there was not. Ms. Feinstein's frail appearance was a result of several complications after she was hospitalized for shingles in February, some of which she had not publicly disclosed. The shingles spread to her face and neck, causing vision and balance impairments and facial paralysis known as Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. The virus also brought on a previously unreported case of encephalitis, a rare but potentially debilitating complication of shingles that they say eventually resolved itself, characterized by swelling of the brain. Post-shingles encephalitis can leave patients with lasting memory or language problems, sleep disorders, bouts of confusion, mood disorders, headaches, and difficulties walking. They say she's had trouble recovering. We wish her the best, but this is a disgrace. I mean, it's a disgrace. It is pathetic and disgusting what the Democrats are doing to this woman. It's revolting. And just a little mistake by the media not telling us about any of that stuff over the 3 months she was gone. No big deal. Just a little mistake. By the way, speaking of completely understandable mistakes, no big deal here. You know, if you were to, like, let's say, use a tool, if you're the FBI, surveillance tool on the American people in a way you weren't supposed to, and you had an employee who did that, you might be upset about it. Hey, well, how many times did you do that? One time? Two times? 10 times? You did it 10 times? That would be a huge scandal, right? Well, the FBI did it 278,000 times. But just the 278,000, not one more than that, not 280,000, just 278,000 times they did it. But don't worry, the FBI is telling us they've already corrected the problem. So no need to worry at all. Just like there's no need to worry about this completely understandable mistake from the Pentagon, who say it overestimated Ukraine military aid by $3 billion. Now, if you think they're actually accounting for what they're doing over there, think of the waste and the fraud that is going into this right now. First of all, if everything goes right, we're sending them things that they then shoot at Russians and explode. So there's no way to know where it is or whether it got there in the first place. And then they're telling us they basically just blew $3 billion in accounting and then discovered their error so they can send $3 billion more to Ukraine. Don't worry, everybody. There's nothing to see here. Just another completely understandable mistake. All right, so ladies love a sharp-dressed man. And if you've got the pants, you've got the shirt, you've got the shoes, you've got everything to impress, but then your pants fall down because you don't have a belt. Is that what's going on with you? If that's true, go to Grip 6. They're a great company out of Utah. They sell in the United States and all over the world, but they source almost everything they use to make their products here in America. And it's the type of company you want to buy stuff from, honestly. Now, of course, if their stuff's crap, you're not going to want to buy it from them just because they love America. I'm sorry, you need both things. You need good stuff and they need to love America. Well, Grip 6 checks both of those boxes very well. Grip 6 carries an awesome selection of socks, wallets, and belts. You're going to love them. They're durable and they're great and they're sourced right here in America. All their stuff is. Go to grip6.com/stew. Use the code stew to save 15%. They also have pickleball paddles they're making now. I mean, they're doing everything over there. Grip6.com/stew. Grip6.com/stew. Get 15% off today. I don't care about the Prince Harry and Meghan thing, although I will say it's pretty entertaining. They came out, their spokesman came out and said they were in a near catastrophic car chase with paparazzi. It's like, all right, well, I mean, I guess that's possible. But then when you read the details, it happened in Manhattan, a 2-hour car chase in Manhattan. Have you ever been to Manhattan before? It's not possible to have a 2-hour car chase in Manhattan. You're going 4 miles an hour most of the time. You can't even move in the car. At some point, they left their car and got into a cab. That's not how car chases happen. Like, I don't know. I've watched a lot of Fast and Furious movies. I don't know if that happens in there. And then in addition, the cabbie they talked to and they said, yeah, no, I mean, they were scared, but like it wasn't really an intimidating situation. They weren't on the verge of death. Very, very bizarre story from a couple of very bizarre people at this point. Go back. Rachel from Suits was so likable. Go back to the Rachel from Suits. That show was awesome. She was good in it. Like, go back to that. The whole Prince thing is ruined, that whole situation. By the way, speaking of heroes that have been ruined, Sam Brinton has been arrested again, the former Biden administration official, nuclear scientist, arrested again for another non-binary baggage theft. Now, I don't know if it was the baggage was non-binary, or if Sam Brinton is still non-binary and just still stealing bags. But this is the third one now. It came in the middle of the night as they came to their house. I think it's a him. I don't know. I can't keep track of which one they are and which one they've converted to or where they are. But bottom line was they've converted to a criminal and they've decided to become a prisoner yet again. We'll give you all the updates on the Sam Brinton saga as they happen. Okay, so here's what happened. My son is a Little League baseball player, loves baseball, loves hitting, loves pitching, loves fielding. And he's a pretty good player, and he's been hitting the ball pretty well. But he hasn't hit a home run yet out of the park. I mean, he's 11 years old. So the other day, we get through the show a little early, and I was able to go pick him up a little earlier than normal and catch a little bit of his batting practice. And luckily, I decided to turn my phone on and film him as he was hitting. And I want you to make sure you listen to what the coach says after this, but this is what happened. I got his first home run ever. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you how proud I am of him. An amazing hit. And I love how he was just like ready to stand back in the box and just go to the next pitch as if he's hit 55 of them. He did watch it about 1,000 times afterward. But I will say this, I wasn't there with the camera this time, but the next day, he hit another one. I mean, put him in Cooperstown right now. All right, we'll see you Monday.